The first Friday of the month, like today, is traditionally devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We contemplate on the heart that has shared the greatest love that the world has ever known. We reflect on his self-giving sacrifice of his own life on the cross. His self-sacrificing love is totally for us. As we later pray in the preface, for though the saving, through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed, and the authority of Christ crucified. And this special Lenten season, in the midst of this current pandemic, inspires us to let the Word of God penetrate our life and to know the fundamental truth of who we are, where we come from, where we must go, what path we must take in life. This current pandemic situation, with its mandatory physical distancing and stay-home protocols, has its own way of containing time in a capsule. We end up finding ourselves in a holding pattern, as it were, in the midst of difficulty, anxiety, frustration, and mystery. Hopefully, we find ourselves ready and willing to listen and understand what this holding pattern would mean to us. Prayerfully, we become open to what God is trying to tell us at this time of our lives, to love and to forgive. In an article, a Canadian doctor tells us to love one another, to be healthy in these unhealthy times. And I quote, "We're all here together. The majority of us will make it through alive, although I dare say we will all be changed by this virus. So supporting and loving one another as many ways as we can might help all of us get through this. Spread love, not the virus. Together we can remain healthy if we choose to. This is not just a passive, naive dream. We must continue to act quickly and decisively as individuals. We are only one of the many crucial groups managing this pandemic. In order to fight, we must stay as healthy as possible, mentally, socially, and physically. Please be kind, stay safe, and stay healthy," unquote. Let me share with you a story which you might have heard already, about a man who is vouchsafed with a vision of the afterlife. He's first shown a great hall with a long banquet table filled with ambrosial delights. Its diner is equipped with a 3-foot-long spoon. But no matter how much they contort their arms, thrusting their elbows into their neighbors' faces, their utensils are too long to maneuver even a single morsel into their gaping mouths. They sit together, opposite and side by side, in mutual misery. "This," says the man's otherly worldly guide, "is hell." The visitor is then taken into another place and sees an identical table set with the same sumptuous viands and the same impossible silverware. Only here the diners are well fed, utterly joyous, glowing with health and well-being. "This," pronounces the host, "is heaven." The man is baffled. "What is the difference?" "In heaven," says the guide, pointing delightedly as a person lifts his handled spoon across the table to the parted lips of a neighbor, "they feed each other." May our lives be always characterized by experiences of feeding each other, always sharing God's gifts, including life itself, with one another. May this Eucharist always remind us of Christ commanding all of his disciples to feed each other, that is, to love one another as he has loved us.